This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The recent weather shift has broken several records. Denver set an all-time high for September, 101 degrees last Saturday. Then it snowed yesterday, which made for the shortest number of days between heat and snow, 3 days for Denver. The previous record was more than a month between snow and 100-degree temperatures. Gunnison County was expecting a few inches of snow last night, but they got 12. Reporter Christopher Biddle has more.
Emergency officials say more than 2,000 homes and businesses in Gunnison County lost power Tuesday night in a surprisingly hefty early-season snowstorm. High winds and slick roads led to an overwhelming number of calls to 911. Gunnison City Police said they were unable to respond to all the calls. The storm also forced the closure of Monarch and Cottonwood passes and a district-wide snow day for public schools. There are still more than 700 accounts without power as of Wednesday afternoon, and many people are also without cell phone or internet service. For CPR News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
High school sports officials will not reconsider canceling sports this fall, including football. Colorado High School Activities Association will stick with their August ruling that moderate to high-risk contact sports should be canceled due to the pandemic. Coming up on the program, a Homeland Security official has filed a whistleblower complaint saying he was told to stop reporting on the Russian threat to the election because it would make the president look bad. Then Robert Costa, host of PBS Washington Week, talks about the revelations in Bob Woodward's upcoming book, Rage. Excerpts have been causing quite a stir today. Those stories on All Things Considered next. Also coming up, temporary poll workers ensure smooth elections. But given the pandemic and most poll workers tend to be older, election officials and even some late-night TV hosts are concerned.
Fewer poll workers means fewer polling stations are going to be open, and it means longer lines that not everybody can afford to stay and wait in.
But Colorado is not worried about having enough poll workers. Find out why in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 38 in Denver, 54 in Grand Junction, 44 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.